Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to another episode of Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated. You know, we're all juggling so much these days, work, family, social commitments, trying to squeeze in some self-care. It's enough to make you want to curl up under the covers and hibernate. But what if I told you there's a way to create a little oasis within your own home, a space that isn't just about relaxation, but about genuine spiritual growth and development? Sound too good to be true? Trust me, it's not. This isn't about elaborate rituals or chanting mantras, though if those things work for you, go for it. This is about building a foundation of intention and mindfulness within your own four walls. A place where you can connect with yourself on a deeper level, recharge your energy, and cultivate a sense of inner peace that spills over into every aspect of your life. So, how do we actually make this happen? Let's break it down into five key takeaways. Think of them as your blueprint for building this home sanctuary. 1. Declutter your space, declutter your mind. Ever walk into a room that feels heavy, cluttered, almost suffocating? You're not imagining things. Physical clutter can actually create mental clutter too. It's amazing how much lighter we feel when our surroundings are clean and organized. So, before you start bringing in the good vibes, take a good hard look around your space. What needs to go? What doesn't serve you anymore? Donate, sell, or toss it. The less physical stuff you have, the more mental space you create for growth. 2. Embrace natural elements. We are all connected to nature on a fundamental level. Bringing natural elements into your home sanctuary can help ground you and create a sense of tranquility. Think about incorporating plants. They're not just beautiful, they also purify the air. Add some soft, natural textures like wood or stone. Light some candles, not just for ambiance, but to harness the calming energy of fire. And if you have a window, open it up and let that fresh air flow in. 3. Create a designated space. You don't need a whole room dedicated to this, even a corner can work. Choose a spot where you feel most comfortable and peaceful, maybe near a window with natural light, or tucked away in a quiet corner. Make it inviting with a comfy cushion, some calming artwork, or anything else that speaks to your soul. 4. Set intentions. This is where things get really powerful. Before you step into your sanctuary, take a moment to set an intention for your time there. Do you want to meditate? Journal? Read something inspiring? Simply relax and recharge? Knowing your purpose can help you make the most of the space and cultivate a deeper sense of mindfulness. 5. Make it a ritual. Consistency is key. Schedule regular time in your sanctuary, even if it's just for 10 to 15 minutes each day. The more you practice, the more natural it will become. Treat this time as sacred. Put away your phone, silence notifications, and truly be present in that space. Okay, real talk. Imagine this. You've had a long day. Work was stressful, traffic was a nightmare, and now you just want to collapse on the couch. But instead, you remember your sanctuary, that little corner of peace you created. So you walk over there, light a candle, take a few deep breaths, and close your eyes. You let go of all the tension, all the noise from the day. For those next 15 minutes, you're completely present, focused on your breath, maybe even journaling about what you're grateful for. And when you open your eyes, you feel calmer, more centered, ready to tackle whatever comes next. That's the power of a home sanctuary. It's not just a space, it's a mindset. Listen, creating this kind of oasis isn't about being perfect or spending a fortune. It's about intentionality and small steps that add up to something truly transformative. Start by decluttering one area of your home, bring in a single plant, or light a candle before you go to bed. Each little action is a step towards building that sanctuary, and that's what matters most. So remember, you have the power to create a space within your own home that nurtures your soul, supports your growth, and brings you a sense of deep peace. Don't underestimate the impact it can have on your life. And as always, keep thriving, my friends. Want to share your own sanctuary creation journey? Tag me on social media. I'd love to hear what you're doing to cultivate that inner haven. Until next time, keep those vibes high and never stop growing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.